to the hip hop, the hip, the hip to the hip, hip hop. You don't stop the rocker to the bang bang. Boogie, say up, jump, the boogie to the rhythm.
Yeah. Rapper's Delight, the Sugar Hill Gang, on this day in history, 1979, September 16th, this was released. Coming back. I mean, Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill Gang. So this begins our day in history, this September 16th. A lot happened on this day. World history began to change on this day in 1620. This is when the Mayflower left England.
Oh, Lord.
And it begins.
And it begins. This day in history. And on this day in history, many things did happen. This is the day the Mexican Revolution began in 1810. This is the day that the French abolished slavery in 1848 in all their territories around the globe. This is the day we talked before about when the Trail of Tears, when the Cherokees and Choctaws and three other tribes were moved, Creek, were moved west, forced to move to Oklahoma, give up their lands. Mm-hmm. Well, let's say in 1893, United States said, we moved you there, but now we're going to take some of the land back. Mm-hmm. And they took the Cherokee Strip and opened it up for settlers to come in and take over the land. So move one more time. This is a day when, this is a huge news in 1920, there was when people were upset with Wall Street in the early part of the 20th century, they didn't take them to court at demonstrations. They blew up Wall Street. I'm not advocating blowing up Wall Street at all for farm age, because 38 people were killed, 400 injured when a bomb went off at the J.P. Morgan building. And this was given, the credit was given to this group of anarchists, so nobody was ever caught or indicted or found. But it was all this tension existed all the time in our society, and this was kind of an example of what people did in 1920 on this day. And this is the day that that an event we'll focus on for just a minute here, which was the Sabra and Shatila massacre took place in Lebanon in 1982. The Lebanese war was raging. Israel had invaded Lebanon to go after the Palestinians who were fighting with Israel. They marched through Lebanon, and on this day, the Israeli army had surrounded two camps full of Lebanese Shiites and Palestinians called the Sabra and Shatila camps. The Falangists, who were the right-wing Christian militia in Lebanon, went into those camps and slaughtered up to 3,500 people, most men, women, and children, civilians, in that slaughter as a response to the assassination of the then-Christian prime minister of Lebanon. But Israel was later indicted, and internally indicted, Ariel Sharon and others, because the Israeli army did nothing to intervene in that slaughter when they had surrounded those camps. So that happened on this day in 1982 during the Israeli-Lebanese war, incursion into Lebanon. On this day, there were a number of people that were born, which we'll get to those, many of those really interesting folks on as we do our music interludes here on this day in history. And this is a day, just last year, remember, this is the day that the gunman killed 12 people in Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. on this day in 2013. So that is this day in history. We encourage you all to please go to steinershow.org, see the rest of this day in history, and enjoy and hear about our music interludes on this day in history as the conversation begins. Stay with us. We'll be right back.